These are supporters of Imran Khan, the head of Pakistan Tehreek-e-Insaf, an anti-US political force which obtained the second highest vote in May this year's national elections. Protesters are in front of country's Supreme Court to support Khan as he appeared before the court to face criminal proceeding. What landed Khan in the court is his allegation against the judiciary over what he called its shameful role in rigging the national elections.
The real issue is why Imran Khan described the role of judiciary in the elections as shameful. And this was the question put by Chief Justice today to Imran Khan. And Imran Khan, in his written reply, has fully owned his statement. And he says he stands by his statement. For the first time, a politician, after a long time, has stood by on what he has said. And now judiciary has to proceed and has to hear his case and give a verdict.
If convicted, he could be jailed for 6 months and disqualified for 5 years to become member of the parliament, and even could be barred from heading his own party. Khan is upset with the Supreme Court for failing to take up his petitions, seeking orders of the court to verify thumb impressions on the ballot papers to determine and verify the scale of vote rigging.
Never in the history of Pakistan there was such a huge turnout in the elections, and people would not come out again to poll their vote if the Supreme Court does not order a detailed investigation into the charges of rigging.
Khan's opposition party plans an agitation within the next few weeks if the court does not take up his petitions to order detailed investigation to expose as to who was behind the vote rigging. The close aides of Imran Khan blame the US, Pakistan military, the intelligence agencies and judiciary for conspiring together to manipulate election results, because his party had taken a tough stance to end the country's alliance with the US in so-called war on terror and shoot down CIA drones illegally operating in the tribal region. Javed Rana, Press TV, Islamabad.